One of my favorite conductors ever is the great Joanne Folletta, and as music director of the Buffalo Philharmonic, I'm happy to say she's a From the Top fan. She invited us yet again to collaborate with her top-notch orchestra, and so we brought some excellent young players up to Buffalo. These kids perform concerto rep by Beethoven, Bach, Shostakovich. There's also a killer French horn player on the program that I got to play some chamber music with. Hope you enjoy it all in this podcast.
From NPR.
It's From the Top.
Celebrating the power of music.
In the hands of America's kids.
Here's our host, concert pianist Christopher O'Reilly.
Thank you. Today we're with the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra at Kleinhans Music Hall in Buffalo, New York, and our audience is made up of junior high and high school students from the Buffalo area and beyond. Welcome to you all. Our show today is part of the Buffalo Philharmonic's Music for Youth concert series. We're going to start things off by saying hello to the fantastic music director of the Buffalo Philharmonic and a favorite great friend of From the Top. Please welcome Joanne Folletta. Joanne, great to be back. This is the third show we're recording with this orchestra, and you... Why do you keep inviting us back? Is it some sort of mistake?
Oh, it's because it's so much fun. We love to have you here.
Today we're going to present four concerto movements with single soloists, three with teenage soloists, one with a much older teenager, that's me. And we'll also hear the scherzo from the Brahms Horn Trio, played by an 18-year-old, along with the concertmaster of the Buffalo Philharmonic, Dennis Kim. I will be at the piano for that one. And the associate concertmaster of the orchestra, Amy Glidden, will join her 17-year-old student in the opening movement of the Bach Concerto for Two Violins. Joanne, sounds like a good show to you?
It's a great show.
Right. Well then, because our first soloist is from here in Buffalo, would you please introduce him?
I'm delighted to introduce the fantastic 18-year-old cellist, Drew Cohn.
Welcome, Drew. I know you attend high school in Williamsville, a town just outside of Buffalo, and obviously your fan club from your school is here today. And you get to be extra on edge today, and it's not just because you're soloing with this absolutely world-class orchestra. What else is going on?
Well, it would happen to be the case that both of my parents are in the orchestra playing with me, so that's a little bit more nervous.
Pressure is on. Well, we're going to meet your parents later on, but first, Drew, tell everyone what you're going to play with the Buffalo Philharmonic.
I am going to be playing the first movement of Shostakovich's first cello concerto.
When you're ready, please take it from the top.
Thank you.
18-year-old Drew Cohn performed the first movement of the Shostakovich Cello Concerto No. 1 with the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by its music director, Joanne Folletta. Bravo, Drew. Such a strong performance, such a beautiful, beautiful thing. Clearly, our audience of students loved Drew's playing, but Joanne, what did you most enjoy about Drew's performance?
His passion. He's so in love with the music, and you can tell that as he's playing. I love that.
Yeah. Drew, as we mentioned before you performed, your parents are members of this great orchestra, and they just happen to be sneaking up to the mics now. Will you introduce them, please?
Yeah. This is my mom, Andrea, and my dad, Doug. They're both violinists.
Welcome to you both. Andrea, what's it like being in the orchestra while your son is the soloist?
Well, to be honest, I think I'd rather be sitting out in the audience. It's difficult because when you're in the audience, you know, you have parental jitters and nerves. But when you're on stage and you're actually functioning and trying to play your violin, you're trying to concentrate on what Drew's doing, but at the same time not dropping my bow.
That's your own job. Yeah, exactly. Drew, growing up with such amazing musical parents, I'm guessing there must have been a tiny bit of pressure to achieve?
Yeah, that's a question that a lot of people ask me. Actually, it wasn't as bad as you would think. They obviously, when I was really little, they obviously like hammered in practice, and I was like, yeah, right. And it was hard at first, and slowly, year after year, I came to do it myself and have the drive myself. But what really, I think, was great about what they did with me is a lot of parents judge their kids by their performance or how well they do in terms of like intonation. They judge me by if I got all of the work done and I practice really hard. It doesn't matter what happened at the performance. It's the fact that I put the work in that matters.
Well, gosh. Father Doug, you've said that when Drew performs, his confidence blows you away. Me too.
Yeah, it's joy and confidence. I see the joy in his face, you know, and the confidence just is amazing to me. There's a Joanne, when Drew was 12 years old, Joanne asked Drew to play at a donor's concert. I think he played the Sanson Allegro, El Passionato. And the rehearsal went well. They went through the piece and with a couple of little fixes. And Joanne, because she's so kind, she said, Drew, we want you to feel comfortable. Would you like to play through it again? And he said, no, I'm good. And at that moment, he became the orchestra's best friend because they got out early or there was lunchtime, and it's just the confidence to feel like he has strength.
Nice move there, Drew. Professional in the making. There you go. I know your confidence was put to the test when you had to put together a special concert recently.
Yes. About a year ago, one of my great friends who's in college now was running this charity concert. And she is so organized, and I am so not organized. And she finally left, and I'm like, wait a minute, who's going to organize this concert? And I thought, you know what, I don't know what's going to happen, and I'm totally not this kind of person, but I took it upon myself. And last year I organized a charity concert for a local charity called Buffalo String Works. It gives lessons, instruments, musical opportunities to kids of immigrant families. So, yeah, and the concert came together. We raised money, and it was a great experience for me.
Well, Drew, obviously a great conscience is insofar as responsibility to your community, which we love. And Buffalo, of course, is a great, great artistic community. And here, your family with you on stage. And I think the whole orchestra probably considers you their family by now, as do we. Congratulations, Drew.
Thank you.
Beautiful performance. 18-year-old cellist Drew Cohn, along with his parents Doug Cohn and Andrea Blanchard Cohn.
At our dress rehearsal yesterday, Christopher O'Reilly recorded a really interesting discussion with Maestro Joanne Folletta. And while we don't have time to include it in today's broadcast, it's part of the bonus content for this show. Subscribe to all our podcasts at either iTunes or at fromthetop.org. Over the last 10 years, From the Top and the Jack Kent Cook Foundation have awarded over $2 million in scholarships to talented young musicians who have financial need. We still have more to give. Go to fromthetop.org to learn more. Chris.
Today, Joanne Folletta is leading the Buffalo Philharmonic in a program featuring five outstanding teenage musicians. Our next soloist is a terrific pianist, winner of the 2016 Young Concert Artist Competition. Welcome, 15-year-old pianist from Sammamish, Washington, south of Redmond, just outside of Seattle, Nathan Lee. Nathan, welcome. Young Concert Artists is an amazing organization for young musicians, but musicians mostly in their 20s. Nathan, at 15, you've got to be one of the youngest performers added to the YCA roster, isn't that right?
Yeah, and it's a tremendous honor, so I'm very lucky and happy.
Yes, they're great help, great support. Let's hear you play with the Buffalo Philharmonic. Tell everyone what you're going to play.
I'll be playing the third movement of Beethoven's second piano concerto in B flat major. Thank you.
Nathan Lee, 15-year-old pianist from Sammamish, Washington, played the rondo from Beethoven's second piano concerto. Joanne Folletta led the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra. Nathan, what a scintillating and witty performance.
Thank you
just
so much.
Just had me on the edge of my seat, and I was just trying not to crack up all those beautiful sort of moments that you gave us just now. You're such a talented musician, but you don't come from a musical family. Tell us about your folks.
My dad's a doctor of computer science, and so he's very oriented towards math and science. And my mom stays at home with me and my brother. And honestly, I think she has one of the hardest jobs in the world. And it's even harder because she has to travel with me wherever I perform because I'm a minor.
So she's got her full-time job just keeping up with you. And you've got really quite a career going. Now, what does your brother do? I know he played for a while, but now he's in another competitive endeavor.
He's a very smart guy, amazing with academics and everything. And as a hobby, he speed skates, and he's quite good at it.
Excellent. So your brother's a speed skater, but you yourself, I hear, well, you tell me you're not very athletic. Tell everybody the story about what happened on the first day of PE in seventh grade.
So I walk into the gym, and we're starting off by doing some warm-up exercises. Specifically, this one was a high knee running exercise. And I somehow managed to smash my knee against my thumb, and I sprained my thumb.
And didn't you have a competition coming up?
Keep in mind, this was 1 week before a huge competition that I was taking part in. So as you could have imagined, I was terrified. And at home, I iced my thumb, and I practiced away from the piano by looking at the music and studying it. It's kind of like looking at a textbook, memorizing the information. And I think it was a great learning experience because I was able to develop a new way of practicing, and the competition turned out great, so.
Well, all well that ends well, and gosh, take care of those hands, my man.
I will. That's
fantastic. We wish you all the best of luck. Thank you, Nathan.
Thank you so much.
Nathan Lee, 15-year-old pianist from Sammamish, Washington. Our audience today is made up of junior high and high school students from all around the Buffalo area. One of the schools we're welcoming is from East Aurora, and it just so happens that our next teenage performer is from that town. Please welcome 17-year-old violinist Christoph Koenig. And Amy, come over and join us. Amy Glidden is the associate concertmaster of the Buffalo Philharmonic and, as it happens, Christoph's teacher. Christoph, tell our listeners what piece you two are going to play together, one that needs two solo violins.
We're going to be playing the first movement of Johann Sebastian Bach's Concerto for Two Violins in D minor.
Amy, how long have you been Christoph's teacher?
14 years.
Wow. So his whole violin playing life. What do you admire about his playing?
Well, one of Christoph's defining characteristics is that he always wants to make the music unique and interesting. And one of my jobs as a teacher has been to pull him back from playing his scales uniquely or playing his rhythms interestingly. But I also think it's one of the things that makes him so really special and successful as a performer. In the last couple years, as he's gotten more and more serious about the violin, I'll have to say, his work ethic has just exploded, and that's one of the things I admire most about him right now, is his drive to move forward and be a professional musician.
Very excited to hear this Bach. We will hear Christoph Koenig and Amy Glidden with the strings of the Buffalo Philharmonic. Our conductor is Joanne Folletta. Thank you. Christoph Koenig, 17-year-old violinist, along with Amy Glidden, the associate concertmaster at Buffalo Philharmonic, performed the first movement of the Bach Double Violin Concerto in D minor. The orchestra was conducted by Joanne Folletta. Beautifully done, Christoph. Beautifully
done.
I want to play you a greeting from two guys on your swim team.
Hey, Christoph, this is Max.
Hey, Christoph, this is Charlie. I hope you played well.
And I really hope you didn't mess up.
When I started breaststroke, Christoph really took me under his wing and helped me be the best that I could. Taught me how to swim with intensity and with anger to help go as fast as possible. You might have taught me too well, because now you have to catch up by 2 seconds if you want to beat me.
And when it comes to you playing violin, I never really understood why you would miss out on team things to go practice. But now I really do, because I can see how much of a tremendous musician you are and how much passion you really have. Keep going, Christoph.
That was Charlie Morris and Max Williams from your swim team, the East Aurora Bombers. And Christoph, you're a major swimmer. As a matter of fact, your high school team just won the Section 6 championship, which means you basically beat all the schools in Western New York. Congratulations. And you say that swimming goes hand in hand with your music. Explain.
Well, for me, swimming has always been a kind of second love to me, after music and violin, of course. While violin obviously takes a forefront of my concentration throughout the day, swimming really kind of takes the stress and it takes my mind off of practicing throughout the day and all of the serious work that needs to be done in order to become a musician. On top of this, the tremendous toll that swimming takes on your body really makes you need the dedication and the work ethic to be able to practice when you get home from practice and you really just only want to have a good meal, a warm bath, and go to bed.
Yes. I know the endorphins pumping through your body really do a lot for your concentration as a violinist, and that's so great that you can integrate both your passion for swimming and your passion for musicianship. So, you dyed your hair blonde for your music career or for your swimming career?
Well, I think we all know why, but it's obviously for swimming. We do this every year in January before the snowball dance. We do it as a team. Everyone does it. It's not forced or anything, but we do it to show unity throughout our team and how we're more than just a team, and we function as a family, and that we all support each other through all our endeavors.
Just like Red Sox and their beards.
Right.
Amazing that the whole Buffalo Philharmonic dyed their hair blonde in solidarity with you.
I'm honored.
Christoph, beautiful job. Great having you with us.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Christoph Koenig, 17 years old, from East Aurora, just outside of Buffalo.
If you like From the Top, make sure you like us on Facebook. It's the easiest way to stay in touch with everything From the Top. You'll find daily videos, articles, photos, and a thriving community of fans. Join the fun by going to facebook.com/fromthetopfans.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from the Howard and Geraldine Pollinger Family Foundation, committed to nurturing the development of talented emerging artists and sharing the joy that the performing arts bring to life. From the Volgenau Foundation, supporting programs that conserve natural resources, educate children, and promote classical music. From the Jack Kent Cook Foundation, providing scholarships to high-achieving students with financial need. And from Americans for the Arts.
Thank you.
From NPR, it's From the Top, celebrating the power of music in the hands of America's kids. This week, we're coming to you from Kleinhans Music Hall in Buffalo, New York, where our young musicians are joining forces with the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra under the direction of Joanne Folletta. Coming up, the Buffalo Philharmonic performs a new piece by a teenager from Los Angeles written to evoke the spinning rings of the planet Saturn. Our performance in Buffalo is made possible with support from Robert and Carol Morris. Here again is Christopher O'Reilly.
Thanks, Joanne. We've heard some wonderful orchestral music so far, but now we're going to take a break and hear a fabulous piece of chamber music, the scherzo from the Brahms Trio for Horn, Violin, and Piano in E-flat. I will have the honor of being at the piano, but we need those two other players, so please welcome our 18-year-old French horn player from very near our friend Nathan in Redmond, Washington, Elizabeth Passavento, along with the concertmaster of the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra, Dennis Kim. Welcome, you two. Elizabeth, you spend your school year as a boarding student at the famous Interlochen Arts Academy in Michigan. What do you like about studying there?
I think there's something almost magical about being in a community full of incredibly talented artists up in the icy woods of northern Michigan. I don't know, there's only a few places in the world where one moment you'll be sitting watching someone totally nail Rachmaninoff's third piano concerto, and the next moment you'll see them in the dorms in their pajamas making ramen.
We should give a shout-out to your horn teacher at Interlochen. Who's that?
Yes, Corbin Wagner.
Very good. Dennis, you started heading to Interlochen in the summers just last year. Tell our listeners why.
Last year they started a new program. It was a concertmaster program, and they invited different concertmasters from all across the U.S., and I had a chance to work with young high school students. I actually had a chance to work with Christoph there last year and to see these young students in this intense environment for 6 weeks was amazing.
Sounds like a very cool undertaking. Would you officially introduce the piece we're going to play together, Dennis?
We'll be playing the scherzo from the Brahms Horn Trio. Thank you.
Scherzo from the Brahms Horn Trio, played by hornist 18-year-old Elizabeth Pezzavento and the concertmaster of the Buffalo Philharmonic, Dennis Kim. Elizabeth is one of our Jack Kent Cook young artists. Elizabeth, such a pleasure, such a great honor to play that with you. You play so beautifully.
Thank you so much.
We said that you spend your school year at the Interlochen Arts Academy, but where have you called home the rest of your life?
Well, when my parents were younger, they both lived internationally all over the world, and so they wanted the same thing for my sister and I. So in addition to living in Montana and Washington, we've also spent time in France, and most recently we've been living in India.
Wow, so you've learned to accommodate all sorts of customs and cultures in your life. In India, you've also had to accommodate monkeys? I guess that can be a bit scary.
Oh my goodness, I am terrified of monkeys. They're all over the hillside where I used to live. And, they've been in my kitchen, in classrooms. There's even bars on the practice room windows to keep them out. But I think the most memorable experience I've had with monkeys was on the way to a rehearsal one day. I ran into a troop of about 30 rhesus monkeys. And I was running a little late, so I couldn't go around them, and I decided to go through them instead. And that was a mistake. There's like three cardinal rules when you encounter monkeys. One is don't make eye contact. The other is don't show your teeth. And the third is don't get between them and their food. And I broke the third one because they'd knocked over some supposedly monkey-proof garbage bins. And so I was like picking my way through all of this food debris, you know, trying to avoid them. I went around this motorcycle trying to put like a barrier between me and the monkeys. And instead it was used as like a launching point for one of them to jump off of and onto my back. And so I ended up running to the school, you know, with horn case and monkey bouncing behind me, screaming my head off.
Oh my gosh. Should have taken your horn out, because, as you know, music soothes the savage beast.
Oh, but they tend to avoid my horn. I don't know, up to you to decide whether they have good taste or bad.
Always a critic, I guess. Well, the monkeys would have loved this performance, I'm positive, as we all did.
Thank you so much.
Playing with you, Elizabeth. Best of luck.
Thanks.
Elizabeth Pezzavento, 18-year-old French horn player from Washington State and all around the world.
Podcasts of From the Top, featuring bonus content not heard on the radio broadcast, are available every week at fromthetop.org. The appearance of Ethan Tryman, the young composer up next on the program, is supported by the ASCAP Foundation Irving Caesar Fund. Chris.
Today we're featuring teenage soloists playing with the Buffalo Philharmonic in front of an audience of middle school and high school students. And it's time to hear the whole orchestra again and to welcome back their wonderful music director, Joanne Folletta. Joanne, you've been a champion of new music and new composers, and we're going to continue that tradition now. Would you introduce the teenage composer whose music we're going to hear next?
Yes, we're delighted to welcome to Buffalo Ethan Tryman for the Buffalo premiere of his piece.
Welcome, Ethan. We're going to hear a short piece of yours called Saturn's Rings. Tell everybody about the orchestration you came up with in order to evoke that image.
A large part of my thinking in this piece was trying to trace sound physically throughout the orchestra as pitches are passed around in a way that sort of mimics the orbiting of Saturn's rings around the planet. The other thing I was thinking was trying to make each part really comfortable for the player who is playing it. In the program back in Los Angeles that I'm in, the Los Angeles Philharmonic Composers Fellowship Program, professional musicians from the Los Angeles Philharmonic come and speak to us about their instruments, and they tell us all the sorts of things that they like to play, that they don't like to play, that we should steer away from as composers, things that make their life needlessly difficult, or things that function really naturally on their instrument. So that's something I tried to think about.
Great knowledge to catch up on. Joanne, anything to add about Ethan's piece?
Just that we're delighted to add another new piece to our repertoire, Ethan, and we hope to see more of you and play other pieces as well.
This is a beautifully concentrated miniature of this piece. Let's give this a spin, so to speak. This is Saturn's Rings by Ethan Tryman. Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra played Saturn's Rings by 18-year-old composer Ethan Tryman. Joanne Folletta was the conductor. Ethan is a fellow of the Los Angeles Philharmonic's Nancy and Barry Sanders Composer Fellowship Program. Bravo, Ethan. I understand this is one of your first orchestral pieces, and it just sounds so masterful the way you command the various different colors of the orchestra, and I could hear that intense sort of sending around in terms of Saturn's Rings, the sounds, the notes from one section of the orchestra to the other. Really quite a brilliant concept. In the great tradition of composers just starting out, I know you started playing piano initially. Your first couple of pieces were in the style of famous composers. So who were you emulating?
When I first started writing my own compositions, I was playing a lot of Debussy and Gershwin, and sort of by happenstance, but actually just because I was accidentally plagiarizing, my compositions would incorporate elements of their work until weeks after writing it, I'd listen to a piece that I wrote and go, oh, that's directly from, you know, this piece or that piece. And sort of by a conglomeration of all their different styles, I started emerging with my own.
Yeah. Well, emulation is, of course, you know, the way we learn. I mean, I guess without stealing the notes, for instance, you can hear a chord in the orchestra and like the way that it's positioned with the flute and bassoon and clarinet and say, oh, I'll use that.
Exactly. In orchestration, no one can really point their finger at you because the best way to do it is sort of the way that the masters of orchestration have already done it. So yeah. Learning from them is a great place to start.
And now you've progressed to writing imaginative orchestral pieces, but you've discovered there are hazards to orchestrating music, technical ones. Tell the story about generating the parts for this particular piece.
So it's New Year's Eve, and I've been using a trial version of a notation software, which is a software used to help generate the parts on the computer so you can print them out and players can play them. And so I'm about almost expired with this trial version, although I don't know that yet. And I'm using this new computer that never dies, so I never feel the need to save it. And so it's getting time for me to go to this party, so I'm trying to save it for the first time in 2 weeks, and a little dialogue box pops up and says, sorry, you can't save, and you can't print, and you can't export, and you can't do anything. And in fact, why don't you just quit now? And so then I just sort of closed my computer and cried and panicked a bit and didn't go to that party and kind of resolved that issue by taking screenshots of, you know, every single part. And for a piece like this with all sorts of weird string devices, there's way more parts than they should be. The moral of the story is don't use a trial version of a software for a major composition.
And don't take career advice from a music notation program. You keep it up. We look forward to hearing many, many more wonderful works from you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Ethan Triman, 18-year-old composer from Los Angeles. Now it's my turn to play with this great orchestra, but before I do, I want to thank all of the wonderful players of the superb Buffalo Philharmonic, and thank you, Maestro Folletta. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you, Chris, and what a delight to make music together again with you.
I also want to thank our young guests. You guys have been the most extraordinary audience, and as you must know intuitively, any performance is only a two-way street. For performers to give their best, we need the support and concentration of you. So give yourself a round of applause. We will be performing the third movement of the Keyboard Concerto No. 1 in D minor by Johann Sebastian Bach to take us out of the program. Thanks to all the great young performers we've met today, and thank you all for listening. This is Christopher O'Reilly. Please join me next week when we take it from the top. Thank you.
From the Top is written and produced by Tom Vagley and Tim Banker, with music director Aaron Nolan and assistance from Matt Dykeman. The tour producer is David Balsam and the production manager is Elizabeth DeVore. Technical direction by Barrett Willett, with John Escobar and John Servies. Orchestra mix by Barrett Gottinger. The executive producers are Gerald Slavitt and Jennifer Hurley-Wales. I'm Joanne Robinson. From the Top is an independent nonprofit organization based in Boston. Our founding partners are New England Conservatory and WGBH Boston. If you'd like to appear in our program, apply online at fromthetop.org. From the Top's home is New England Conservatory, where outstanding young artists and inspirational teachers are transforming classical music.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from the National Endowment for the Arts, the federal agency that supports the arts and creativity in communities across the nation. More information is available at arts.gov. From the Ford Foundation, working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide to address inequality in all its forms. Learn more at fordfoundation.org. And from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
This is Christopher O'Reilly, and I hope you had fun listening to this week's podcast. As you might imagine, making From the Top happen week after week costs quite a bit of dough. If you believe in what we do, we really need you to help us out. Make a contribution of any size at fromthetop.org.
And now a bit of bonus content for downloading our show, my complete break piece from this program. This is Frühlingsnacht, or Spring Song, by Robert Schumann, transcribed by Franz Liszt.